This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. China says it will lift tariffs on U.S. soybeans, pork, and more. It's another sign of easing tensions ahead of trade talks scheduled for next month. AP correspondent Zara Shakely reports.
Soybeans were the biggest U.S. export to China before Beijing halted purchases in response to President Donald Trump's tariff hikes. The move follows President Donald Trump's decision to postpone a planned October the 1st tariff hike on Chinese imports to October the 15th. Hopes are growing that the two sides might defuse a prolonged dispute that is threatening global economic growth. But there has been no sign of progress on the main issues in their sprawling conflict over trade and technology. The two sides are preparing for talks in October in Washington. I'm Zaria Shakili.
U.S. Democrats held their third presidential primary debate Thursday night in Houston, Texas. The debate included the top 10 contenders vying for the right to take on President Donald Trump next year. VOA's Jim Malone has the story.
The debate did have some intense moments. At one point, there was a clash between South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg and former Housing Secretary Julian Castro over whether Democrats should attack one another. Others on stage expressed concern that Democrats were too busy fighting each other and not directing their fire at President Donald Trump. California Senator Kamala Harris.
But let's focus on the end goal. If we don't get Donald Trump out of office, he's going to get rid of all of it.
On foreign policy, several contenders pledged to pull U.S. troops out of Afghanistan if elected. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA. The leaders of South Sudan and Sudan have agreed to reopen border areas in a bid to boost trade and the free movement of people. Despite Sudan's 21-year civil war, which led to South Sudan's independence, the Sudanese Foreign Minister, Asma Mohammed Abdullah, said that Sudanese and South Sudanese are still brothers and sisters. Princess Hassa bin Salman, the sister of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, has been found guilty in France for having a plumber beaten by her bodyguard. The only daughter of Saudi Arabia's King Salman reportedly became angry when she thought the plumber had taken pictures inside her apartment to sell them. The plumber says he took the pictures of the bathroom, which he needed for work. The princess was tried in absentia. Her French lawyer called the allegations fanciful. Hassa left France days after the incident and has not returned. Planes flew at London's Heathrow Airport on Friday, this despite plans by the climate change activist group Heathrow Pause to disrupt flights by flying drones close to the busy airport. The point is to push the government to move to more aggressively cut carbon emissions, but Heathrow Pause said the airport was using signal jamming to disable their drones. Two men were arrested on Friday in connection with the protest. This follows the arrests of five others on Thursday. Kenya has become the third African country to roll out the world's first malaria vaccine. Young children in eight western Kenyan counties will receive the vaccine developed by British pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline. Africa continues to bear the greatest brunt of malaria globally, and the introduction of the vaccine in parts of Africa is seen as a possible game changer in the fight against the killer disease. The World Health Organization says Africa accounts for 90% of malaria cases worldwide. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker will hold talks next week to try to break the Brexit impasse as both sides seek to avert what could be a disastrous no-deal departure. Johnson said Friday that he is cautiously optimistic that a new agreement can be forged. However, Juncker told a German radio station that he was not optimistic at resolving the stalemate. Thousands of mourners in the blistering sun filed solemnly into a Harare stadium on Friday to pay their respects to the former Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe, who died last week at the age of 95. Mugabe's body has lain in state for 2 days ahead of his Saturday memorial service and Sunday burial. He leaves behind a mixed legacy. He's hailed as a liberation hero by some and reviled by others. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News. Country Heat.